Yeah, Trevor, just some of your thoughts in the last 8 minutes as your certain victory was unraveling there.
Yeah, I think, I've learned pretty quickly nothing's certain, especially when you're playing a guy like Phillip Rivers on the other sideline. So, down the stretch there, I think offensively we wish we could have made a few more plays to help our defense out. But, a win's a win. We'll take it however we can get it.
Trevor, do you feel like you're a dual threat quarterback?
No, absolutely not.
Can you take us, that second series looked like you got away with a pick, maybe even a pick six for Hayward, but you kind of settle in and you lead him on the march there.
Yeah, just threw a little stop route to CJ and he sat on it. Got lucky there and then got unlucky on the screen late. So, you're going to get yours either way.
Trevor, how do you balance trying to make plays with your feet without getting hurt and risking yourself?
You want to win. I mean, that's the bottom line. I think, obviously with Bosa and Ingram on the other side, even if you're not moving around, they're moving you off your spot and trying to make you uncomfortable. And they're as good as it gets. So, just had to do, couple times here and there, but up front those guys did a heck of a job. I mean, you're talking about one of the best fronts in football, I think. So our guys up front did a heck of a job.
Trevor, talk about the two touchdowns to Benny, but that first one, kind of a free play there with the offsides. Was that pretty much improvised there?
Yeah, I think like you said, it's a free play, and it's just backyard football at that point. Benny did a good job sneaking out the back and kind of had some space there on the end line and made a heck of a catch.
Trevor, without having looked at the tape yet, obviously, what's one area that you really want to try to obviously get these guys to rally behind and work to improve on heading into next week's game, on the short week?
Yeah, right, short one. I think, off the top of my head, we'd like to, obviously score touchdowns in the red zone, missed a couple chances to get sevens down there and kick field goals. So I'm sure there's a lot to look at. But it sure helps, when you can fix some things and you walk away with a win as well.
Trevor, the offense looked more comfortable than it's looked in a little while. How much of that is attributed to you in your second year? How much of that are you attributing to Mike McCoy?
I think it's an 11-man operation plus Coach McCoy and the whole staff. So I think we feel really good about where we're at. We did some good things. Obviously red zone, we want to clean up, and then finishing the game, I think we can do a better job there. But like I said, it feels good to win beat a divisional opponent at home, and then go back and say, "Hey, shoot, we can fix some of these things too."
How would you characterize how energetic the crowd was, and how much that may have had an impact on the game? Like, that first defensive drive was pretty big.
Yeah, they were unbelievable. Especially down the stretch, you see it with as much stuff as Phillip does at the line of scrimmage and everything. You saw how hard it was for those guys to communicate. So our crowd was awesome. I haven't been everywhere in the league, but Mile High's a special place.
Trevor, two-part question. One, did you give Joey Bosa back his jockstrap? And two, did your teammates say anything to you after that TD run where you're breaking ankles out there?
Yeah. I think Joey got me one other time, so I think we'll call it even. But we'll see him again. So, I'm sure I don't want to see myself in that situation where it's me and him, too often. But glad to get in there for sure.
Trevor, were you feeling the build up the pressure at all, considering what Kansas City was able to do, what Oakland was able to do? Considering you win this game, you're tied at the top. If you lose it, this is week one. It seems kind of crazy to be talking about. But considering the competition in the AFC West, were you kind of feeling that at all going into this game?
I think, you're so invested week to week, in the NFL. You get 16 chances, right? And they go by so fast, and you got so much going into each week that we're all in on week one, right? And we knew we'd have our hands full tonight, and LA's a good team. They're going to win a ton of games this year, and we're going to have our hands full again next week. So that's just the way the league works, and we're excited about it, though. We've got a good team, and we feel good about where we're at.
Trevor, it looked like the offense was moving at a better clip, better rhythm when you were throwing the ball down the field. Were you asking Mike to call more downfield throws, downfield plays?
No. Mike's dialing it up You know, I think it's our job as players. We have, you know, so much confidence in Mike, whatever he's calling, that it's our job as players to just make it go, right? Just do your job. You don't got to overthink anything. We're going to be in the right play, and that's where that confidence comes from for our group.
Trevor, you had a lot of success on third down, including two touchdowns. What was the key for you having that success on third down?
Yeah, I think obviously when you're talking about third downs, you're talking about protection and, you know, blitz packages and different looks like that. And I thought our offensive line did a really good job handling those. You know, and then our tight ends and Benny stepped up and all those guys, they did a good job trying to take away DT and Emmanuel. So that was the kind of adjustment we had to make on the fly. But credit the guys up front for sure.
Trevor, coach sounded like he's happy with your improv and doing a little bit of that running. But he did say it sounded like he might want to talk to you about protecting yourself a little bit more, not going in head first and some things like that.
Yeah, I think obviously you want to be smart, but you want to win too. I mean, whatever it takes. I mean, you're not, you know, you're thinking about protecting yourself a little bit, but shoot, I mean, if you're trying to get a first down and you're trying to score, that's really all you're thinking about.
Hey, Trev, what happened on that play when you lost your helmet?
I thought I was getting sacked, turned around, kind of spun out of there, and didn't have my helmet with me.
Anything else? Okay.
Thanks, Trevor. Thanks, guys.